Welcome to our Holy Hour for Vocations. I'm glad to see all of you here, here to pray for vocations. But this is all kinds of vocations, and I can think back to my own vocations, my own vocation. And I can remember it was only a few years into college, and I was working as an engineer, and I was hoping that God was going to guide me to my vocation. And at that time, I wanted and expected and hoped that it was going to be marriage. Turns out that I was wrong. God had a better plan for me, and that is the priesthood. And he has a plan for all of us, and we should give him the opportunity to reveal to us that plan. We should be like the boy in our gospel passage today. He had 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, and he gave those things to Jesus. When it comes to our vocations, or really any kind of decision that we need to make, we need to give God what little we have and entrust it to him and let him provide for us. I sometimes wonder what the boy might have been thinking at that time. I mean, he probably knew that his contribution would not be enough for the 5,000 people. However, he gave it anyway. He did what he could. We might think that spending some time with our Lord in adoration might not give us the result we're looking for. We might not think that it's all that much. However, we should give him that time anyway, because we don't know in what ways he plans to bless us in return, or in what ways he wishes to multiply things for us. Sometimes we may think that coming to adoration, spending time in quiet with God, is not going to give us much results. We might think that one time or even multiple times of being with the Lord, that we might not be getting the answer we're looking for, that it might be just kind of a waste of time. But it's never a waste of time to spend time with God. And even if in answer to your question, what you're discerning isn't clear, then still, just even being with our Lord draws us closer to him. And as we get closer to God, as our relationship with him grows, we're better able to recognize how he is at work in our lives. And we can start to notice the more subtle ways that he is trying to speak to us. In previous homilies for vocations, I had mentioned different ways that God could speak to us. I had mentioned inspiring thoughts or images or memories. I spoke about the way that God can sometimes speak to us through other people. I talked a little bit about discerning whether or not this is my own thought or if it's something that God is giving me. I spoke about listening for God through Lectio Divina, which is a prayerful way of reading scripture or listening to scripture. And if you would like to hear about those things, you can find my previous homilies for vocations on my blog, fatherlampyascension.blogspot.com. But today, I'd like to share with you another indicator, another way to try to discern how God may be speaking to us, and in what ways he might be trying to guide us. God can speak to us through our own hearts and through our own desires. St. Ignatius of Loyola, after his leg was hit with a cannonball during a battle, he was severely injured. And while he was healing from that injury, he had a lot of time on his hands. And so he would spend that time thinking of different things. One of the things that he would think of is what his life would be like if he pursued becoming a great heroic soldier or knight and trying to win over this noble woman that he had in mind. And then other times he would think about what his life would be like if he tried to imitate St. Dominic and St. Francis and just kind of gave everything up and followed God in a radical way. And so as he would think about each of these things, he noticed that he took delight in each of these things. So how is he then to determine in what direction God wants to take him? Well, as he says in his own words, God opened his eyes just a little. He was able to notice there was a distinction, a subtle difference between those two scenarios and what was going on in his heart as it happened. So after he would stop thinking about trying to win over this woman with his heroic feats as a knight or a soldier, he noticed that the delight or the pleasure that he got from it, that also stopped. And when he would think about what it would be like to follow the saints and their example in radically following Jesus, he noticed that the joy, after he had stopped thinking about it, seemed to continue, that it was lasting. So he realized that God was speaking to him through his own heart, through his own desire. And so we can do something similar. We can take our different options, whether they be vocational options or just other things that we might want God to inform us about, and we can hold them up to God in prayer. We can present them to him and see in what ways he's going to stir up our hearts. We can pay attention. What is our internal response? How do we react to these thoughts? And then as we stop thinking about them and just sit in silence with our Lord, what is our reaction? We can give each option to God, like the boy gave the loaves and the fishes, and we can see what God gives us in return and what ways he stirs our hearts. Now, although I was unfamiliar with this approach to discernment or this indicator of what direction God may be calling me, in some ways, even back then, before I had entered seminary, even when I was discerning myself, I was doing something similar. I would think about priesthood at first, and I would very quickly be dismissive of it, because that wasn't what I wanted. I wouldn't give it a whole lot of time, I wouldn't give it a whole lot of thought. But these thoughts kind of just kept coming to me. And then I would allow myself to dwell on them. And I would allow myself to recognize that God was filling me with a kind of joy as I thought about the priesthood. And as I said, I really initially wanted God to call me to marriage. That's what I had decided for myself. But priesthood kept coming up again and again. And then I started enjoying thinking about priesthood. And then it reached a point where I was like, you know, maybe that's what God wants me to do. And maybe that's what I should do. But it was difficult. And I felt like I was being torn between the two, because at the time, I was dating someone, and I was hoping that God would just tell me to marry her, but he never did. But at the same time, I couldn't deny what was going on in my heart. I couldn't deny these inspirations to the priesthood. I remember even going on a pilgrimage to Rome and Assisi and a few other places in Italy. And part of that trip, part of the purpose of it, was in hopes that God would reveal to me what my vocation was. And so I told God in prayer that each day I would just pay attention to which one seemed to be the one I was drawn to most. And so the final score came out 4 for marriage and 5 for priesthood. But I thought those results were too close, so I dismissed the whole thing. Because again, that wasn't what I wanted. But even there, God was speaking to me. Even there, he was trying to draw me to the priesthood. And as I continued to grow in relationship with God, I was getting better at being able to discern in what ways he was speaking to me. I was getting better to recognize what were my own thoughts, my own inspirations, and which ones were coming from God. And in retrospect, looking back to that time, I can recall that as I thought of marriage, it was really coming from my own will. Yes, there was delight, but along with that delight, there was some sense of anxiety and impatience, and it wasn't coming from God. I don't recall at that time, because I wasn't really paying attention, I wasn't trained in discernment of spirits by St. Ignatius of Loyola, so I wasn't paying attention to what happened afterwards, but I don't remember afterwards if that delight continued or not. But when I thought of priesthood, I can remember that there was a sense of contentment, a sense of peace. There was a sense of nobility, kind of a subtle yearning for it. There was a mild but somehow also very deep joy, not something superficial or on the surface. And sometimes as I would think about the priesthood, there would also be excitement. And I remember that even after I stopped thinking about these things, many of those reactions continued. The joy persisted, which is much like what happened with St. Ignatius of Loyola. Now, it takes time for us to learn how to discern a vocation or other things that we may be asking for God to reveal to us. Sometimes we can get confused about what's going on in our hearts. We might not be able to accurately recognize the different emotions or reactions that we have. And so sometimes, if we try to use this indicator, trying to pay attention to how God is stirring our hearts, sometimes we can get confused and it can skew the results. And so this indicator of God speaking through our hearts is not definitive, nor should it be taken by itself, but it should be used with other indicators in the discernment process. All the indicators in this process require us to give God the time, to give him the opportunity in prayer to reveal to us what his plan is. We have to be spending time with him in silence so that we can listen. Listen for our vocation. Vocation means call. So we're trying to hear God call us to take action, call us in a particular way of life or how to answer a particular question. So we should make a gift of our time to God, like the boy who gave God the loaves and the fishes. And we should let Jesus take what we give him and abundantly bless us with his response.